"Go on," Mom says, ushering me out the door. My dad's green van idles at the curb. I take the fastest route to him across the grass, dampening the canvas of my tennis shoes. My dad leans to push open the passenger side door. This isn't our family car. Mom's has a back seat, and that's the one we drove when it was the three of us, me in the back. My mom had always been my dad's main person, and suddenly I was catapulted into this new role. Here I was, 5 years old, my dad picking me up, taking me to dinner. Usually, Mom made everything we ate, even our bread, which was always wheat. She was strict about eating healthy. I understood that something sad and terrible had transpired, which is why Dad had moved out and couldn't eat at home anymore. But this part where I went on dinner dates with my dad, was wonderful. Now I have a front row seat to my dad's profile. We drive to a place called Dirty's on Guadalupe Avenue across from campus. Dirty is what they call the guy making the hamburgers. His bald head glistens with grease. He reaches over the counter to shake my hand. "So here's the little one." Dad and I sit next to one another at a four-top table, our elbows touching. Dirty brings us juicy hamburgers and crispy fries, and we eat without speaking. It's like Dad doesn't have to listen to Mom's rules about healthy eating anymore, so I don't have to either. "You want to split a chocolate milkshake?" he asks. I nod. If we don't go to Dirty's for hamburgers and fries, then it's pizza at Morty's. Morty is the actual guy who flies the dough into the air. He pounds my dad on the back and says, "Good to see ya!" I hold up my slice vertical and let the grease drip in my mouth. It's always like that. Dirty's, Morty's, Dirty's, Morty's. Then one night we deviate completely, and Dad takes me to a Chinese restaurant and a revival of the original King Kong. I am in awe of the look of the restaurant's dining room, the rich red of the walls, the delicate lanterns that glow at each table. My dad orders egg drop soup and teaches me how to garnish with a handful of crunchy noodles. At the movie, he cups his palm and leans over to whisper. He explains the skill of the filmmakers. With a mechanical gorilla hand and clever editing, they create the illusion of a giant ape capable of emotion. I can hear it in his voice, the way he feels about movies. I was almost 7 when my dad graduated and packed his van and drove to California to pursue his dreams in Los Angeles. Before his communications with me tapered off, before I joined the ranks of the kids with the disappeared dads, I receive a letter my mom reads to me. My dad is working on a real movie now. I close my eyes, and we're back in the audience at King Kong. It's so clear now, I wonder how I didn't see it before. The little person the giant ape cradles in his hand is my dad. The beast offers me one last look before carrying him off. He belongs to King Kong now.